Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Jorge is the new man of the house, and River wants to move into Rogelio's house. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
New like dance moves.
I know.
Fun. Like RDM dance.
Welcome to the Jane the Virgin After Show. We are discussing Chapter 92 tonight. We have so much to discuss, but first, I want to introduce all of us. My name is Rivette Soro, and to my left, I have Delia Gomez.
Hey, guys. What's up?
And Miss Nima Sky.
Hello.
And to her left, Miss Simone Thomas.
Hi, guys.
We have so much to get into tonight. Oof. We are overcoming heartbreak. We are moving in and adjusting to that. And we have Ride or Die, yes, which is our special segment, so stay tuned for that. And we have a bunch of news and gossip to get into. But first, I want to ask you, Simone, what were your overall thoughts for tonight's episode?
All I have to say is put a stop to River. She's a homewrecker. She's delusional. And I kind of was on Jane's side when it came to Jorge this week. I saw where she was coming from.
Yeah.
Those are my overall thoughts.
My overall thoughts was family drama. You know, the work wife doesn't understand she's not the real wife. Those are my thoughts. And, you know, and Jane coming to a conclusion that it's time to move on. So, hey, those are the thoughts that I felt. And Petra is just interesting is what I'm going to say.
I was going to say that this episode felt like it moved better than the previous one. Mm-hmm. So at least we're going somewhere. I felt like I was getting a little bit of everyone's storylines a little bit. So I got my fill. I was happy.
Yes, I definitely like this episode way better than last week's episode. I love seeing Jorge sort of more of his personality. Yeah. I know, like, I don't want a man like Jorge, but I liked seeing more of him because before it was just like, oh, they love each other, but like, how are they really going to live together? I love that. Petra is breaking my heart. I'm going to go home and cry about her tonight. But it was a really good episode. It was exciting. And like you said, everybody's storyline sort of moved. And I loved that. So let's start with Petra.
Yeah.
She is heartbroken, but she's being strong or trying to be strong about it. Nima?
I'm guessing you should see my face.
Yes, I'm looking at you.
I think that Petra is having, like, a breakdown. She's having a mental, emotional breakdown. And the way that she's handling it, I think that she's being super feisty. Like, she's being bossy. I think that these are the things that... It's so funny. I think these are the things that we go through as women whenever we're going through a breakup. Like, we try to act like we put up this wall. I'm strong and I don't need this person. And, like, you try to change everything around you instead of actually changing, like, what's within. So it's just interesting to see Petra, like, break down and, like, stop being the strong woman that she tries to hold herself up to be. Yeah. So,
I thought she was going to wallow a lot more. I'm surprised that she snapped back within less than 24 hours.
Were you?
I mean, like, was it really a snap back, though?
Well, you know, emotionally snap back. Bounce back, whatever. She was resilient.
Yeah.
But because she was so in love with JR, she was a lot more invested, emotionally invested. So I just thought the turnaround would take a lot longer. But being Petra that she is, being the Petra that she is, it took no time.
I wasn't surprised that she was just like full force Petra, going at it, trying to redecorate, just getting occupied with other unimportant things and not paying attention. That was so typical.
Okay, but like, let's talk about Petra when she came in for dinner. She was like, "Oh, looks like somebody died." I was like, "Oh my god, that was so insensitive.
She's grieving, so I get it. But she needed a family, and like, who better than the Villanueva?
Yeah,
so,
like, I know. But I was just like, oh my God,
I feel like a Villanueva for crying. And I was like, well, dang.
She's like, when will this feeling end? Like, that resonated with me. Because I feel like Petra tries to be super strong, and she's like, oh no, like, I'm over it. But then when she has like a second, like, alone or to think, it's like, everything is just like comes out.
Only one time.
And I get it, because it's like when you're breaking up with someone, every little thing triggers you.
Yeah.
I can't even drive past a Taco Bell without having a meltdown, because that was like thing. No, really, it's like the small things. So I get it with Petra wanting to redecorate. Yeah. Like, certain things remind you of the person.
Yeah. Right. Change the environment.
Yeah, and you could be having like an amazing day and everything's going fine, and then one little thing triggers a memory.
Something.
A song.
Oh, yeah.
Songs are like the worst thing.
Absolutely not.
No, ma'am. You will be stuck in depression. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I felt for her. And I get trying to reconnect with someone from her past, even if it was a professional relationship, because that was someone that was sort of steady in her life that she could rely on. And she's seeing that all these other temp assistants she can't really rely on. It's kind of like going back to an ex. Once you're like done dating around all these new people, you're like, none of these are working out. I want my old person back.
Yeah.
She's doing the same thing, but professionally.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. It's kind of like
that codependency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It makes sense.
It's tough. I didn't like her seeing. I didn't like seeing her like that.
No, she's gonna get through it though.
Yeah, she will. I think that at this moment, Petra is kind of like not just even dealing with the breakup. I just think that she's really having to deal with herself, you know, and she's starting to realize, hey, like, I don't really have it all together like I thought that I did. You know, she's, you know, making not the best choices, but, you know, at the end of the day, I think that, like you said before, she's definitely going to snap back. I just think that she's kind of going through a moment.
Yeah, she's struggling right now.
And which I think that we all as women go through that when it, you know, when it comes to breakups. So.
Yeah, breakups are hard. So I don't think you can actually expect her to just be like full on track back, but she's trying to be, which is the first step to just being like, all right, I can slowly take the right steps in the right direction.
And I think she's actually becoming more aware is what I wanted to make a point about Petra. Because I think before she just did things and she didn't have any type of care about it. But I think this breakup is really making her a lot more sensitive, you know, to who she is and how she normally responds to other people. So.
Would she normally just go into another relationship? Is that how she normally...
I just feel like a lot of times she was apathetic, which is why I was going to say I feel for her, but I'm almost happy that this is happening to her, because it's making her a lot more human.
Yeah.
And connecting that, like, I feel like her heart was so hard and JR softened it a lot.
Yeah.
So I like that she's being openly emotional. That's healthy. Right. You should be crying. Yeah.
That's realistic.
That
And it's bringing her and Jane closer, because they can relate in the fact that they're both, you know, going through a breakup and heartbroken. And we see Jane and Raphael going through, you know, their emotions. They're getting along better as parents, but Raphael went on a date this week. Dylan, are you surprised?
Oh my God. I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, like, I can't even be upset. I feel like, you know, a lot of times guys give us those signs and like, we're like, oh, well he called me today, or like, it's just the small things that like you want to mean more than what it is. But I think that he's been showing her a bit by bit that he's basically trying to stray away from the relationship and really start to focus on the fact that he just wants to build that parenting relationship. And I think it's good for Jane to see, because instead of her holding on to that, you know, relationship, she needs to be able to free herself from that in so many different ways.
But but I also thought it was good for, you know, Jane, because it's kind of also about changes, right?
Right.
And they did talk about the man of the house, and she has relied on so many men in her life to kind of dictate where she's going to go, whether it was Michael or Raphael. So I'm kind of happy that she has this moment where it's just Jane.
Yeah.
You know, and even Mateo sometimes dictates what she does. And so,
making her independent, because she kept saying, her grandma, you're an independent woman.
Yeah.
But I feel like she's learning that she needs to take her own advice.
So, so I think, even though I was crushed, girl, that hurt. I'm kind of happy about her figuring out herself first so she can then be open to whatever comes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's time for a change.
I don't know. I hate it. Like, I think I don't love the way Jane goes about things, but I think she knows who she is. Like, even Petra will tell her, like, you don't know how to stay out of people's business. But, like, Jane, like, she's very type A. She, like, knows what she wants. She's, like, head first, headstrong.
Yeah.
But I don't want her to end up alone. Like, it's probably the wrong thing to do, but I would probably, like, hold on to that hope. Like, I don't want to get my own place because, like, me and Raphael will probably get together and, like I kind of want them to wait for each other. Like, even though he went on a date, he did tell her, if there's something worth telling, like, I'll let you know. And I don't really... Maybe he didn't go on a date.
What does that really mean, though?
Like, maybe he just wanted to see her reaction.
Yeah, that...
Because we didn't see anything, like...
Maybe he just wasn't that into the girl, so there's no point in wasting his breath talking about someone he has no plans of dating in the future.
Or was he trying to hide something? I don't know.
I don't know. But I do think... I get what you're saying, Rivette. Like, you would hold out hoping that there would be a future for you two.
Right.
But I feel as though that... is ideal, but you don't want to keep waiting and waiting and delaying
your
own independence.
That's true.
You don't want to put your life on pause for somebody else.
Right. When it's not certain if you guys will end up together.
Yeah. And I don't has Jane ever lived on her own without a man?
No.
No, okay, so she probably does need that.
And that's kind of a cultural thing, too.
Yeah.
She, you know, being a virgin, and oftentimes you're not, well, not that you're not allowed, but it's... Culturally, it's frowned upon if you're not a married girl leaving your house. Like, for me, it was an issue with my dad.
Yeah.
To, like, leave and move out unless I was married.
Me too. I'm, like, Middle Eastern culture is very similar in that way. It's, like, frowned upon. Like, you go from living with your parents to living with your husband. And, like, there's no in between. So I totally get that.
And I can get that, too, because I feel like Jane, I felt the reason why she was so upset about the relationship between, you know, her grandmother and Jorge is the fact that she felt like her grandmother is losing her independence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that that's Jane. Like, Jane is showing us that she's trying to gain her, like she's trying to figure out, like, that whole thing about independence. Like, she wants to be a new age, new woman. Like, she doesn't want to live in that whole traditional sense. So I think that we are seeing some growth from Jane. And I think that it's good that now, you know, because before it seems like she was trying to control the situation with, you know, between her and Raphael. But I think that she's really starting to understand, like, what does it mean for her to be independent and, you know, not always have to be able to depend on a man. So,
Or just be independent in general, because she's always had family help around her.
Yes.
And even though Mateo is a handful, so I get it, girl. This will really challenge her in the best way to prove that she can be on her own.
Yeah, I kind of, it was nice to also see her sort of break down with Mateo. She's like, I'm over this too. Like, take the iPad. Because it made her more human. Because she's always trying to have control of every situation.
He's annoying. He's really irritating.
Yeah.
You know, like, how do you not break more often?
Well, I think he's going through his ADD moment. But again, like you said before, I think that it was a great opportunity for Jane to have a breakdown and realize that you just can't control everything, you know? So, I mean, yeah, Montel, he's having a little bit of an issue. He does have ADD. So, you know, kids with ADD, you know, they do have those.
They require a little bit more.
More attention.
More attention.
It's normal.
Yeah. It's nice seeing Raphael and Jane sort of agree, at least on the front of, you know, raising Mateo or not giving him the meds or holding out on that.
Mm-hmm.
Simone, you are not here for reorganizing.
No.
Oh my God.
I am not here for at all.
Oh, man.
No, I am so over him, and I love Alfonso. Like, he's great. He's the actual person. But
let's make that statement first.
Seeing this side of him, because we've never really seen this, like, we've only really known a very surface level of Jorge.
Right.
But he kind of had a very patriarchal type of understanding of how the household works. And I think our generation, so people like Jane, who's kind of within our age group, gender roles are not mutually exclusive. Like, we share it. It's a partnership. It's not
We woke.
Right. So, I just had a really hard time because he just expected it. But I, at the same time, they are from a completely different generation.
Yeah.
And the grandmother likes it. And you know, that's what makes it a little less painful to watch, because she's a giver. Like, she likes to nurture.
Yeah.
But still.
I don't really know if he was expecting that from her. Like,
no, he was.
I don't think that he was expecting it from her. I remember whenever he said, oh my gosh, she cooks and she cleans, she does all these things. He was like, how does she do it? Like, oh my God. I think that it seemed like he's not used to having this type of woman to be able to take care of him. And the fact, once he triggered and realized that, oh, she's doing all these things, he accepted it. So just like, you know, your boyfriend does something for you all the time, and that's what you're going to expect. So you're not going to think, oh, well, he's going to do something opposite. You're going to always want him to do the thing that he's doing to keep you guys happy in the relationship, whether it's a woman or a man. Yeah. So, but I think that, again, I think it was really more about Jane trying to find her independence. But again, I don't know if I really thought that it was a bad thing, because I think that, you know, like, once you get in that relationship or marriage, I think that you have to figure out, like, where does your space end and begin? So I think that he was just trying to figure out, like, how he could be a part of the family. But then again, it was his way of kind of letting Jane know it's time for her to go.
Yeah. Well,
indirectly.
I think when it came to Abuela and Jorge, there was a lot of things that I saw in my parents. My mom loves taking care of my dad, but it was also, like, expected of her as a female to work and take care of the family. So I can see Alba thinking, this is how I feel as a woman,
it's or
like that I'm doing my job. Yeah. And my mom loves doing what she does.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
I don't mind cooking for my boyfriend either, or like we take turns and stuff.
Yeah.
But I do think that it's a little bit of both, because Alba's not sharing, like, if it's too much, if he's asking too much of her, or they need to have that kind of conversation, which they both seem okay with the arrangement that they have. If it ever became an issue for Abuela, I would want her to be okay to vocalize it. But right now, it seems like they have an understanding, and like how Jane said, she just has to respect it, and they know how they works with them. And it's like, all right, well, that's you guys, and...
Yeah.
I know for Jane, it's going to be different.
Yeah. I mean, they come from a different generation.
Yeah.
Right.
And culturally, it's different. So my grandparents my grandma lives with my parents, and it's my dad's mom. And my parents are very, like, my mom will ask my dad to, you know, cook something or wash the dishes. And my grandma's always trying to be like, oh, no, don't let him touch anything. And it's like, that's just, like, what they're used to. It's like, oh, the man, like, should be taken care of at home. But it's like, girl.
they touch on it culturally too.
Yeah.
And I think that's the same with Middle Eastern and Latino. The head of the house, el nombre de la casa, and we know when abuela was basically like,
I think it's just like culture.
She used like baby names for, like, my mom treats my dad like a giant baby. So and like we know that he's number one.
Yeah.
And we all kind of are like expected to, like, make cater sure that daddy's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, Beyonce, cater to you, Destiny's Child.
I
mean, but
I think that's just something that's, like, ingrained in us.
Yeah. It's just in, like, society,
you know,
for, like, a woman.
Exactly. Religion plays a big part.
And I think it also has a lot to do with maybe, like, you know, the times of, you know, society and like, what's, like, going on. I think that, you know, traditionally, you know, the men were always out working. So whenever they came home, it was just, oh, okay, we'll just make sure, you know, you take care of, you know, him once he comes home, like, cook and clean, because he's been out all day, so he doesn't want to come home to a dirty house and, you know, like, nothing, you know.
But nowadays, both women and men work, we're both tired. We gotta compromise the responsibilities.
Yeah,
it's not the same.
Exactly.
It was just nice when Alba was like, he puts my slippers by the bed so my feet don't touch the
ground.
But
you know what?
Like, you don't see that these days.
But, like, I mean, but also, too, this is another thing I want to say. Thank you so much for saying that. I think that what was maybe missing was the fact that we didn't see how he was taking care of her.
Right.
Because he told Jane, listen, Jane, I know that you like to park in the front, but can you please kind of park on the street to make sure that, you know, she's like, whenever she gets here, she actually has a place to park. So he was also showing signs of him being a protector.
Yeah. Right.
So I think that, again,
or a provider.
Yeah, like a provider, protector. But again, you know, it is 2019, and I know us as women, we're just a little different.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't feel like there was anything wrong with, you know, Abuela taking care of Jorge, and Jorge was showing that, you know, he was going to take care of his woman. So I just think it's kind of, you know, views.
But I do think
personal views. Views.
Yeah.
I do think Jane learned a lot about herself, or at least her abuela showed her, you know, you've been in this house your whole entire life and you've been taken care of and you never had an issue with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then even Jorge bringing up the point about the parking space. Can you let your abuela park in a little closer to the house? So she had to realize and do some self reflection and see that she actually had to be a little bit more selfless and considerate with her abuela, but just because her abuela likes to take care of people, so she naturally spoils people, and why wouldn't you receive that?
Exactly.
And when he started saying that, when he said, oh, can you park further so that, I thought he was going to say so I can park, but when he did say so Alba can park closer, that was like, oh, okay, it was selfless what he was saying.
Yeah. Who cares?
For sure.
I love them.
It's fine. Them too.
And we love you. Simone, you want to tell them how much we love them?
We love you guys so much. Thank you for tuning in and watching every single week. If you're listening to us on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. And then if you're watching us on YouTube, give us a thumbs up and subscribe and then comment on both platforms. Your support means the most to us. And we love coming to you every single week to talk about our favorite show. So just keep on tuning in. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Love it. So we got some good news this week. Zoe is cancer-free. Woo! Thank the Lord.
I know. Oh, my God. that prayer? Was so amazing.
I know. Oh, I know.
I know.
That prayer.
It had us all shook.
I had you for sure. But
yeah. Oh, yeah.
She was crying.
I didn't even it consumed me.
Yeah. That was a beautiful prayer.
It was so pretty.
It was. Mm-hmm. I feel like we've been waiting for this moment. For a second there, I didn't know. It could have gone either way.
So like, good. I knew she was going to survive.
But she did a good job.
Yeah. She did.
She really
she was
did
so stern.
That's such a hard, like, connecting. Like,
it's like, how do you connect with having cancer when you don't have cancer?
And then, like, it's a moment of, like, I always wonder what actors are thinking when they have those kinds of, like, it's good news, but then you have to, like, pretend like it's not.
Right.
She did a great job. I love
she did an amazing job. She's a great actress. Shout out to her.
And her sex life is back. Yay!
Her emotions are back. Like, all together. She is ready to.
I mean, what better than to stir up some emotions than some girl hitting on your man?
Oh, my God.
A crazy lady.
Listen, River pretty much helped the situation out. But at the same time, like, she was way out of character.
She's insane.
Did you guys think that was... Yeah, that was... They came out of nowhere.
So random. Mm-hmm. Like,
you know what? I don't think that it came out of nowhere. I think that slowly the director was probably, you know, trying to show us... Because she's always, like, showed him, like...
They bicker a lot.
Right.
I think that she's always shown her passion and just her being difficult with him. You know, I feel like she was just being difficult because she has some way in her twisted mind. She's very turned on by him. Mm. So she's always had to do it in a not so forward way. But for some reason, I don't know. I guess because now she's super close with him and, like, you know, like, they're doing everything together.
But
like,
I was totally blindsided by it.
Yeah. I was like, there was no buildup. Like, touch his hand or something.
No, like, there was, like, you know, like, at least meeting of the eyes or
but she's
something.
Such a diva. I think that, like, honestly, I think that she's really... I don't think it has nothing to do with him. I think that she just wants to be in control.
Maybe.
And, and, like, the fact that he's not doing what she wants him to do, that is breaking her down. You know,
or she just really likes him and never really felt comfortable showing that.
Yeah. I think she has, like, a newfound respect for him because in the beginning she was always like, "Well, I'm the A-lister, you're nobody. Like, who are you? You were on the telenovela." Mm-hmm. And then he sort of proved himself over the years, and he, you know, pretty much created the show, and she loved the script and everything. And I think she has, like, a professional respect for him, which sort of turns into
admiration.
Admiration.
Can it turn into jealousy or passion?
I mean, passion. She's sitting there. He loves me. He's gonna pay.
But the
nerve,
like, she just like went into Zoe's face and was like, "Yeah, we're totally gonna keep it professional," and then kisses him.
She's an amazing actress. But let me tell you, that was so conniving. That was so conniving. But it's
rude. That was just rude.
I think it was more than rude. I think it was very
It's a violation
shady.
Of someone's relationship. It's not like this is some open relationship.
Ladies, you guys better watch out for something.
But it made me
I could just see you with the bat, like Beyonce, just coming up.
Oh.
Just hold on.
I'm sorry.
If that was a real life situation,
skipping down the road.
Yeah. Listen, she's like, I don't have a bat back in my hair.
But I don't even think that, you know, she was overreacting. I just think that, you know, she was letting her know her boundaries because she just really that was crazy.
That was
crazy.
Yeah.
Right. And then she was like, I don't hear the director.
Like, if an actress,
like,
and like an
Real
actor
Housewives of Jane and the Virgin.
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I'm like, can you imagine knowing that there's actually chemistry, maybe mutually or just one-sided, and then having to watch that?
Mm-mm.
No, that's mortifying.
Mm-mm.
But I mean, I think that's a big conversation because, like, you know, once actors actually do love scenes, like, even though you know that this is not your person, or you may be married, or you may be in a relationship, like, I wonder if some actors still have a problem with trying to actually disconnect that, and it actually turns into
you're
really
an
having
actress. Yeah, you're an actress. Well, so you have to, in the moment, you do have to have some sort of connection with the person, right? Because if not, people can sense the bullshit, honestly.
Yeah, right.
So, but oftentimes, I've only had to do scenes with someone else that was also in a relationship, so it was like a really good understanding. We spoke about what each person's comfortable with. However, like, you can be, like, you don't want to invite your significant other onto set if they're not comfortable
the
with that. Like, my boyfriend's not comfortable with sex scenes or anything like that, so we have an understanding. I'm like, what would be disrespectful to you, and we can work around what. When it comes to, like, we can discuss a project that has something that may be taboo for us.
Yeah. Right.
So I think having a conversation, but they didn't have that conversation.
No. Yeah. No. And then he yelled at her for her feeling insecure. And I'm like, you should totally get why she feels this way. And let's be real. Yeah, if the roles were reversed, Rogelio is very sensitive and loves to be the alpha narcissistic man that he is. So if he noticed that someone else, like Zoe, was trying to get her, he would have flipped.
Yeah, I mean, I thought whenever he calls her insecure, I thought that was way less. But if anything, if she's insecure, it's because of you, because he told her, oh my God, babe, River kissed me today. Like, he literally planted that seed within her to, you know, make her feel, because I think that would make any woman feel insecure if the fact that you're a man, like.
Would you have told her? If you were Rogelio, would you have told Xiomara?
I would have told her, but I don't know. I feel like he was just a little straightforward in the way that he told her. And then she came to set the next day. I just feel like it was just so much going on.
What about you? Mm-hmm. Would you have?
Yeah. I really commended him when he did tell her. Because then it would have just weighed on his chest. Yeah. And then she would have seen it happen. But, like, had she seen the chemistry or just, like, River's feelings towards him without knowing that, that would have been worse.
You know what? I take that back. I think that he told her too soon. I think that he should have taken control over the situation to be able to set boundaries with her. And then from that point, if she showed that she wasn't going to respect that, then I would have got her in.
But she clearly still didn't because he set the boundaries and she still came at him.
I loved how he did it, because if he would have waited even like a day or two, my first question would be like, when did this happen?
Oh, like 3 days ago.
You waited 3 days to tell me this?
Yep. That's so true.
Yeah, I'm glad that he did it right away.
Immediately.
It's tough. I mean.
Yeah, because it's his work.
Yeah.
You have to see this person every day. So that's why I'm questioning it. Like, the only reason why I'm questioning it is because you know nothing's going to happen on your end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but now your significant other has to think about you going into work every single day wondering what's happening. Mm-hmm. So you're adding that extra stress onto them. Not saying that
it's like, to talk about the fact that I don't even think that he told... Did he tell her after or before they found out that she didn't have cancer anymore?
It was after.
After.
That's why River kissed him. Because she's like, oh, she's cancer-free.
That's right.
She's like delusional. She thinks they have like a secret relationship. What? Like, oh, she bought our story. What?
I'm telling you guys, I think that she has this mental thing where she just feels like she can get whatever she wants.
She's about to put a spell
privileged
on that.
Privileged A-list actress.
She's all about control.
And when Rogelio told Xiomara, you're jealous and insecure, I felt that, like, deep to my core, because my ex told me, you're jealous and insecure. So I was like, oh, hell no.
Yeah,
but I
like
love how
psychology.
That scene came around, because she was like, you know what? I am jealous and insecure, and that is a human feeling, and I'm back to... And I was like, yes!
Yeah.
It's human!
So
you're normal!
Her power.
I loved how that moment happened, but when he first said it, I was like, oh, hell no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She celebrated
it
versus wallowing and feeling worse about it, since he wasn't really making her feel that great about it.
It was a real argument, and that wouldn't have happened if she had cancer. He would have felt bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's nice. It worked out. Yeah. Their sex life. Amazing.
Yeah. I know, right?
Finally.
She got her mojo back.
I was real concerned.
Was it the 5-minute rest period? What was it?
Yeah. 5-minute rest period.
That was 5 minutes. Okay. Yes.
So I think we have some news and gossip.
Yes, we have some news and gossip, guys. Our... Our dear Jane, better known as Gina Rodriguez, is set to star in the new Netflix film, Call Awake. It is directed by Mark Russo, who is the Canadian director of the 2017 film called The Catachrome. She will be playing the role of an ex-soldier with a troubled past who holds the key to a cure after a sudden global wipes out all electronics and takes away humankind's ability to sleep. Oh. That sounds very interesting. And, of course, we know Gina Rodriguez is an amazing actress. So I don't know about you guys, but I am so ready to see this movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Netflix, I have to say Netflix has definitely been killing it. Gina Rodriguez has been killing it. I mean, I know we talked about this before, but Someone Great is such an amazing,
best movie ever.
Like, shout out to her. Shout out to Mark Russo, too. So, yeah, they're killing the game.
I'm excited.
She didn't end up with anyone at the end, because that's very real.
Yeah.
Yes. That's my life.
It's just like me and my girlfriends, and we had it was amazing. And I'm excited to see her in this movie because it seems like a different role that we've never seen her in.
Yeah. I feel like anything that Gina plays, like, she's going to kill it.
Yeah.
She's such an
great
actress.
She challenges herself. She just doesn't stick to one particular role, and she's able to get those opportunities as well.
For sure. I agree. So that is the news and gossip for the hour.
I love it. Yay. Always excited for some Gina news.
Gina.
I think it's time now for our special segment.
Uh-oh.
So usually we have a sound effect. Vroom, vroom. I'll do it for you guys. Because our special segment is called Ride or Die. Vroom, vroom.
So, vroom, vroom.
Vroom, vroom. That's so annoying. Sorry. So if you are new here, our special segment, Ride or Die, is where we tell you, or we discuss, who our Ride or Die character of this episode was. And Delia, would you like to go first?
I would say I'm in between two.
Mm-hmm.
Jane, because of how much she was willing to say and stand up to Jorge for her grandmother, I thought that was adorable. Just the whole, like, well... Abuela. And Petra. Come on. I mean, Petra was adorable in this episode. She was so cute, and I love her. So those are my two.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. So I feel like we have to have more. Like, well, I have three.
Girl!
Abuela, number one. No. Listen, it's vroom, 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 okay? So that gives me three times, okay? Abuela, for sure, was like my ride or die just because I felt like she told Jane to stay in her place. I feel like I feel like Jane was definitely a ride or die because even though Mateo was giving her so much heck, she was like, you know what? I'm going to be a good mother. Like, I felt like Jane was showing so many different signs of, like, being dominant and, like, allowing herself to push past, like, whatever was hitting her. And then, you know, Mom, when she told Miss River, I was going to charge you that. Like, you know, like, for her,
I agree.
I mean, she pushed her.
Yes.
She's like, listen, I know this is your job, but this is my man. She's definitely a ride or die because she was willing to say. She did. She jumped into the river. Like, she pushed her. Like,
she
come on.
She pushed River into the river.
Yeah. Listen, that was like a total reality TV show moment.
Yes.
Alrighty.
Yes.
My ride or die was Raphael because he did a really good job co-parenting with Jane this week. They were both on the same page. They wanted to not include the medicine at all, realized that wasn't working. And then when they talked about his dating life, he was really open about that and she was receptive. Like, they were just very mature and there seems to be like a rhythm, like a good rhythm between the two of them. Yeah. I think he handled his relationship with her really well this week.
He's respecting it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So basically, we love every character this week. No, but mine has to be Petra because I just want to braid each other's hair and like be bosses with her, and then just like get drunk together and
call
cry.
All your assistants come.
Right, exactly.
That's just what I want to do with Petra. She's my ride or die this week.
She's
love
the best.
It.
I love her. She's my favorite character.
Everybody is a ride or die in this episode.
Except for Mateo. No one picked Mateo. No.
You
were all like,
boarding
school.
I have to say, I'm sorry. Mateo was a ride or die because he was like, listen, you guys are not finna sit up here and try to make me do, like, literally, I felt like he was the parent.
He's like, I'm gonna run away.
Like, literally, like, he literally made both of them quit.
Well, Billie Jean Girl said Mateo was, he was so annoying.
Yeah.
And, remember how he was when Zoe was with Bruce? He went... Oh, wait, no. That's Rahelia. Never mind. But yeah.
Billie Jean Girl
I was like, what did he do?
I know. I was like, what?
Billie Jean Girl thought he was a trip as well.
Yeah, he's a handful. I'm not...
He's a ride or die.
He's a good actor. Yeah. Like, yes, that little boy is so cute and so believable. Like, I don't like his character.
I know. Candy bar. Come on. Come on. I don't want this candy bar anymore.
First of all, he is not a dog.
Number one. But number two, it worked. So,
but you know what? Like, I just so wanted Jane to be like, listen, sit down.
Well, you know what? Work.
She did it for a second. And then he kind of jumped, and then she was like, you know, and then she started crying. I was like, no, you can't cry. You gotta let him know.
He sees your weakness.
Make you cry. Like, I would cry if I were her.
I wouldn't cry.
Oh my gosh.
He didn't even care. I thought that might be a moment. Like, mom, you know, he was like, iPad!
And listen, like, but that's how kids are. Like, if you show kids that side that, like, they can break you down, they're gonna do it every time.
Mm-hmm. They're smart.
We'll see how he grows up. Maybe we can talk about it in predictions.
Sounds like a prediction. That sounds like a prediction.
Okay, so who wants to go first? Predictions.
Okay. So my prediction is once Jane moves out, she's going to actually find somebody that she can actually date. Mm-hmm. I think that Raphael is probably going to get jealous. I think that Petra is going to find some type of love interest here. Mm-hmm. I also feel that Abuela and
Jorge
are probably going to flow into some challenges. I think that, you know, she's at some point she's going to get sick of him. I'm just being honest with you.
Yeah.
I think that River is going to do something very crazy. I'm not quite for sure what
she
it
is.
But I think that it's probably going to be another fight.
Yeah.
That's my prediction.
Ooh. I think Krishna is in cahoots with Sinrostro.
Yeah.
Because
that's where
Petra already did her wrong. And mm-hmm. she served prison time because of Petra.
Do you think they spent it in the same jail?
I don't know. Ooh, wow.
Because that would be a lot. They were both at the same.
That's the underlying
thing. They were both
in
jail.
Yeah.
Females, so they're already kind of
I wouldn't be surprised. Everyone seems to know everyone. They have common people that they know.
And they wouldn't be bringing her back for
exactly, yeah.
no reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she's terrible to Krishna. So I think Krishna has every reason to have a vendetta against Petra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Mateo's going to keep being a pain, number one.
Of course.
Am I the only one still hoping for Michael? Only one?
Michael is done.
He's coming back. I'm seriously not okay if that's how they left it. So,
yeah.
I'm just saying, I'm hoping Michael comes back because I'm just not okay.
Yeah, like she doesn't even think about him. They don't even say his name.
Yeah. We have eight episodes or something like that left. There's a lot of time.
A lot of things that just are unfinished.
It's weird though. Yeah, she got over that really fast.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I think River's working with Sinrostro. I think Krishna's working with Sinrostro. I think low-key, just because it's a telenovela, way out of left field, Petra and Jane might share a moment. I don't know. Are they going to end up together?
Maybe.
I mentioned that earlier.
I can see them getting drunk. And
I don't know.
Yeah, drunk kiss.
Maybe a makeout. Jane. I don't know.
Not full-on makeout, but like, oh, I love you guys.
I just don't see Jane doing anything like that. It just doesn't seem like Jane has it
I just don't want her to end up alone. I can't.
She's not going to. She's not.
Okay. Alone is not a bad thing, though.
I know, but I just don't want that for her.
And it's a telenovela.
Yeah.
So we need to see
There's a wedding somewhere.
Yeah.
I need something to look forward to.
Exactly.
Somebody wants to be in love.
We need some passion in her life.
You guys bring me all the passion I need, and we'll see you next week. Same place, same time. You can follow me at Rivette Soro on all social media platforms and YouTube. I haven't posted in a while, but I have some funny story times up there, so if you want to check it out.
And you guys can find me on It's Dilly Gomez and Twitter and Instagram.
Name is Sky, NEEMASKYE on all social media platforms.
And you can find me at Simone A. Thomas on Instagram and Twitter.
Bye.
Bye.
To doodles next week.
To doodles.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.